Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome all of you from the blog line from all over the world. God bless you so much. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before you just to give you thanks and praise. You're deserving of all the praise and all of the glory. God, you're the one who's been there for us every moment. When other people fail us, God, you were there all the time. Thank you for your goodness and kindness and for your love. Bless this prayer line bountifully. Let people who want miracles be on this prayer line. And those who've been here and we haven't seen in a while, bring them back. In Jesus' name, for this is a place where miracles do happen, and they do need a miracle. Father, I pray that you bless every participant on the prayer line. Bless every person who gives a praise report, as well as a prayer request, and those who participate in the wisdom seminar. Thank you so very much again and again and again for everything. Now I ask you to forgive us for all sins of omission, things that we haven't done, that we omitted, and the sins of commission, the things that we have committed. Please forgive us for all things. And I pray that you let the anointing of the Holy Ghost take over the line and do what you want to do. We'll give you the glory, we'll give you the praise and adoration. Look on those who are sick, heal the sick. Look on those who are connected with this prayer line, I pray, who are incarcerated. We pray for them that they would be released. And bless everywhere. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do and for what you're doing right now. We'll give you praise and adoration. My. God, as I go, get you billions of praises, billions of praises. People who haven't praised you for centuries and eras correctly. But now, Lord, we want to offer praise to you like the world has never seen. We glory in you. We know you're real and we know that you're in the room. And welcome, Lord, to the first fruits. Take over. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. We greet you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have been blessed by the Lord, in just a moment we're going to speak to the Lord, and then we're going to go into praise. Those two things in succession. In the name of Jesus. God's been good to you. You ought to have a praise. Amen. God has blessed you. You ought to have a praise. And you do thank him. Good morning, Lord. We just welcome you here to Fresh Fruits. Everybody speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. And let's give him a praise. Amen. What level is your praise on this morning? Praise check, mine is up here. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you, Lord.
We
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you for all
glory,
that.
Glory.
Give you all the praise.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Bless
your
name.
All the praise. All the glory. All the adoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Lord,
glory,
glory,
glory, glory, glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
wonderful
Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We appreciate you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And thank God for all of you being on the prayer line this morning. And please, in your private prayer time, continue to thank the Lord and give him glory and praise. This is a wonderful day. Thank God for what he's done already. Amen. Here in Mother Johnson's house, and she is improving immensely. Yeah, yeah, greatly. And we just thank God for what he's done for her in the name of Jesus. Now, hopefully we'll be able to hear from her this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to just open up the Wisdom Seminar. One of the things we do, we have as our platform, the praise reports, the prayer requests, and the Wisdom Seminar. And it's a very simple time that we just see what the Lord, the wisdom that he's given to many individuals, and it helps all of us. Amen. I want to open up the line this morning on backsliding. One of the things that the enemy majors in doing is trying to get the saints to backslide. Yeah, he comes in subtle ways, and as soon as the person gets saved and they make one mistake, the enemy says, "Well, now you didn't mess up. Now you might as well go on back into the world and live in the world because you didn't mess up now." But you know, Jesus, let me say, God is married to the backslider, and he has his hand extended out to them at all times, just wanting them to come back and repent of their sins and live for him. It's a wonderful thing to live for the Lord. And the Lord doesn't throw you away. He just wants you to get right with him and come and do the right thing and live for him. But the enemy tries his best to use this tool of backsliding to get all of us, every one of us on this line, as well as those who are not on the line. That's his major thrust, to get you to backslide, to fall backwards and to get away from the things that have caused you to have a spiritual growth. Yeah, he's trying to get you away from them and to backslide from them. I don't want to say too much, because I want to leave it open for you all to talk about backsliding. This is a wonderful message, because there are people all around the world who are listening, and some of them don't have church. This is a church, and we certainly want to say something that will encourage them to stay with the Lord rather than backslide. All right, the line is open to you. The subject this morning is backsliding. Tell us what it is. Tell us what the enemy tries, how he tries to do it, and whatever you want to say, the line is open to you. All right, anybody want to speak on it? Well, I guess nobody has ever been hit with that backsliding. But if you can hear me, the line is open for the Wisdom Seminar on backsliding. All right, anybody? All right, God bless you. Let me talk a little bit longer here. I know you're probably trying to get yourself together. All right, go ahead.
God bless you, and good morning to First Fruit Prayer Line, to our Chief Ambassador and family. We just want to thank God for another day, this Ambassador Pfeiffer, and the top backsliding. We know that we've all backslidden at some point many, many, many times. That's why the scriptures say we need forgiveness, and it goes on and on and on, and unlimited forgiveness unless there's blasphemy or something against the Holy Ghost. But we have to maintain, when you get saved, you have to feed yourself the Word of God. You have to allow yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Ghost enough so that you can maintain your salvation. I was in revival not long ago, and this is one of the things I taught on, how to maintain your salvation once you get it. Because a lot of people say they get saved, and the next day the enemy tells them, go back to where you were and tell this one, tell that one, and try and witness. But wait until you grow a bit strong in the Lord, so that you can have a weapon to fight with. We have to put on the whole armor of God that we can stand. If you don't put on the whole armor, nothing that everything the enemy throw at you will knock you out, knock you down. And there have been saints that have been in the ministry for years that feel that they have some type of seniority in living holy. But the enemy never stops coming after you. I always say, you never take break, never take vacation, and it doesn't take time out. So we have to keep the word of God hidden in our heart that we might not sin against thee. And whatever you do, put all your trust in God. Don't trust yourself, your mentality, your emotions. Trust the Lord. So that is one way to keep from backsliding. Feed the word of God to your mind, your heart. Bless you for the topic.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Wonderful. Let me just ask some specific questions here, and we'll go from there, and we'll get to the solutions. But I want to just one of the things I'm advocate of trying to get the seniors and others to know that God is using them in this last day and time to unravel or uncover some of the secrets of the enemy. And I want you on this wisdom seminar, people listening to you all in Africa and India and other places, Brazil and the Indonesia and the Philippines and everywhere, I want you to tell some of the secrets. What are some of the things, some of the techniques that the enemy uses to try to get people to backslide? What are some of the things that he does, the techniques that he uses? Amen. Open the line up to you. Want to know how he does this, what he does to try to get people to backslide. Anybody want to speak on that?
Since you asked that, I'll just jump back in here. Sometimes the enemy will show you things. He will allow you just something to cross your path, and you see something, and he'll plant a thought in your mind. And once he plants that thought in your mind, if you don't rebuke it right away, it will start to grow. The enemy starts to feed on your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Bible says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. God bless.
And that's very, very important, because that's a form of witchcraft,
yes.
controlling your mind, trying to get you to do what he wants you to do. And that's a very, very viable point this morning. And when it comes to backsliding, you know, we've heard people say, the places I used to go, I don't go anymore. Or the things I used to say, I don't say anymore. So evidently, when the enemy tries to get you to backslide, he tries to get you to go back to the places where you came from. He tries to get you, if you were a cusser, he tries to get you to start cussing again. Oh, you had a slip of the tongue. And then he says, oh, you might as well go on back, you know. If you were a smoker or drinking, you know, and you got delivered from these things, I never forget. Well, he'll try to get you to go back. I never forget when my father was in revival in Kansas City here. And there was a man who came up in the prayer line, and Danny, my father, prayed for him. And he had been on a pipe. His habit was he was on a pipe so long until his lip had an indenture like a pipe would fit into it. But that night, when he accepted the Lord, he said, I'm going to leave my habits alone too. And he went outside and threw that pipe away. Yeah, threw it away. So happy in Jesus Christ. Well, the next night, my father gave the invitation again for people to come to the altar who wanted to be saved. And that same man was in the line again. And Daddy said to him, my father said to him, ain't you the same man who was in the line last night? He said, yes, sir. He said, didn't you get saved last night? He said, I sure did. He said, in fact, you were the one who was smoking that pipe and that was your habit, and you said, I'm going to leave these habits alone. I'm going to throw my pipe away. And we opened that door, and you threw that pipe out there, outside the church. He said, I sure did. And you back in the line to be saved again? He said, yes, sir. He said, well, what happened? He said, I went out there and found my pipe. See, the enemy is a trickster. He will do anything he can to get people to backslide. But you have to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free and be not entangled with the yoke of darkness again. The line is open to you, backsliding. This is the Wisdom Seminar. Do you have a word for us this morning? Let the Lord lead you and let the Lord use you. Anyone?
This is Evangelist Palmer, Missouri. And I believe that one of the things the enemy does to try to get people to backslide is to make them believe that what they have coming from the Lord is insufficient. It's just not enough. He's not going to do all the things that they have need to be recipients of to receive. He's not going to be the one who's going to help them with the electricity bill. He's not going to be the one to help them to make sure their food is supplied enough. He's not going to be the one to help them to make decisions that they need to make to think for things to come out right. All these different areas making them believe that God is not going to be sufficient, especially in giving them the love that they need. He tries to take away that understanding that God is going to supply every one of their needs, even being their friend, being a mother and a father to them, being a husband to them, all that they need. God is able to be that to them. And the enemy try to deceive them in those areas and make them feel like you're just going to be a spectacular. Are you, people going to laugh at you because you trust in God and he's going to fail you.
Mm-hmm. And this is who now?
This is Evangelist Palmer.
Evangelist Palmer, God bless you. You know, you may have hit on something big here because there's a lot of people who are leaving the ministry, preachers leaving the ministry. Missionaries and all kind of people leaving the ministry. And one of the reasons I believe is because they feel so hard financially that here the Lord is not going to supply their every need. He's never lied. He's always supplied. And the enemy comes to make them backslide completely and leave the church and leave ministry and everything else. And you may have hit on one of the reasons why. Because the enemy has tricked them to make them believe that God's not going to come through for them and they're tired. All right. The line is open to you, backsliding. You're helping somebody in these foreign lands and even in America, you're helping somebody. All right. Someone else to speak on backsliding. What are some of the techniques that the enemy uses? Some of the techniques.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
All right, brother.
You know, I think, like, if you have a friend and that friend is not saved and you are,
right.
I think that if you keep running and being with that person, it's easy for you to go back. Because, well, if you have a bad habit and you're running with somebody, pretty soon you're going to take that habit up too. So that's what I think can make you backslide for running around with somebody that's kind of pulling and tugging on you. You know?
That's right, brother.
They keep coming to you saying, oh, let's go out tonight. And you go, and they come, let's go do this. And be doing what they doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what makes us go back. But we should never, if we look back, we'll go back. So we should never think about just what we used to do. I think when you started thinking on that stuff, then you messed up.
That's right, brother. And, you know, it's just like in a marriage. Sometimes men who get married are very immature, and they don't know that you can't run with your homies. You know, here they are they're married now and they're trying to run with the single men. That's not good at all. And the same thing vice versa with the women. Married now and trying to go out with the single ladies, you know. And they don't think anymore like they shouldn't be running with them because they do things that perhaps that married person shouldn't be doing. And single ladies running with married women, you know. Sometimes that can be a blessing, but a lot of times that can be detrimental.
That's
so,
I think a lot of times people don't want to see you happy.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is, my granddaughter, I have and she have a little friend. And this little girl, now my granddaughter, she's getting married, I think, the 18th of April. But this little girl, they're friends, they're very good friends. But I told my granddaughter, I said, you just can't leave the person that the boy you're going to marry. You just can't, every time you turn around, you run around with a girl. So just going in and out, and she's taking me this place. I said, that ain't going to set too well. I said, well, when you get married, you can't do that. You have to stay at home.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we're talking about backsliding here today and some of the techniques that the enemy uses. Now, let me switch here for a moment and ask what techniques can we use against the enemy brought to us by the Holy Spirit that will keep us close to God? And let me just give you one hint, you know, fasting. Amen. Turning your plate down. Showing God that he's more important than your food. Amen. And consecrating yourself. That's one of the techniques that I use to keep me close to God. And that is fasting. All right, the line is open to you. What can you do to keep from backsliding? Line's open to you.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I wanted to add one more thing onto the areas about the backsliding. Church hurt. When the church hurt or a Christian association hurt, when people begin to think, well, if those people hurt me or said something like that to me, I don't want to serve the Lord no more because they didn't get the personal relationship with God. They got kind of like people relationship with God.
That's right. And their minds are focused on people rather than the Lord. And, you know, that's how a lot of people get messed up down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and other places, when kingdoms, see, people nowadays are building kingdoms, pastors are building kingdoms, and when the kingdom fails, a lot of people fail because their minds are on people rather than God himself. Amen. All right, the line is open to you on this backsliding. Give us some wisdom on it. Right. What can you do to keep from backsliding? What do you do to keep from backsliding? What is your daily trend? What do you do?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith. And what I do to avoid backsliding, I'm going to stay before the Lord. I'm going to continue. I pray. And it comes with that. You have to be disciplined. You have to know that I want to be saved. I believe the word when he says that we have choices. We choose life or death. And I've read the end of the book, and I know that I want to be with the Lord at the ultimate end results. When he comes back, I want to be one of those that are raptured with him because he said, behold, I come quickly and get every man according to his work shall be. If your work is holy, it be holy still. If it's righteous, it be righteous still. And everything I do in this earth and everything I plant on this earth, I want it to be, to God receive the glory on that. So when I think about backsliding, my God, you cannot, as a saint of God, play on the devil's field. There cannot be neutral grounds. If you're going to, you have to separate yourself from people, places, and things, because if you are attached to people who still dibbling, dabbling, slipping and sliding, low riding and peeping and hiding and slamming and cheating, you will find yourself doing the same thing, you have to change your mindset. The Bible says when you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. Now, if I'm a new creature in Christ, as the Bible said, and I'm a divine, I'm a partaker, as the word say, of his divine nature, I have no business backsliding. If I have the mind of Christ, I have no reason to be backsliding. And I read just on Saturday morning, the Bible talked about in the book of Hebrews, that those that are in Christ Jesus, my Lord, once have tasted of this good Holy Ghost and is enlightened of this, and you go back out there and backslide, it's hard to come back. So saints of God has to separate themselves. You don't play on the devil's ground, because then it puts you in a place of compromising. If you neglect your responsibility in fasting and praying and dedicating your life to the Lord, you're going to find yourself backpedaling. Amen? So you have to be careful and watch your walk, because he tells us how to walk. He ordered our steps. When we start stepping in the wrong direction, we start messing up. And we have to realize, even in this sanctified body, we have frailties at times. And then when you start walking in frailties and failures and compromising, you get lukewarm. And so I tell any married woman, keep your mind and your eyes single on the Lord. No matter what your husband do, what you see him do, it's the same thing for a man. You start looking, you'll act like David with Bathsheba. Single women need to live a single, dedicated life to the Lord. You have to know the difference between lonely and alone. Jesus promised, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You can't go to bed talking about I'm listening to Barry Light, White, turning off the lights and dimming the lights and getting lonely. You better call Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I didn't mean to say all of that, but I just want to just hop in right there and know that he's your provider. Amen. And stop looking for other people to solve your problems. You won't backslide if you don't allow people to make you a victim of their stuff and their lust, because people that are saved who will not have the same that you have to the Lord, their thinking processes will not be the same as yours. So if you don't want to backslide, you have to stay on your knees and be committed to God and know that the word says that no temptation such as coming to man, God letting you know I've already walked this earth as a man. You don't have to backslide. Your body belongs to me from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And he let us know in the book of Hebrews, if you sin willfully, after coming to the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifices for your sin. And then you hop over there in the book of Romans. People always want to live by grace for this. God give you grace for everything. But he says, shall you continue in it that grace may abound? God forbid. I just believe in holiness. Holiness is right. I call myself a young old soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just believe it, and I'm staying on the Lord's side. So it means you will walk by yourself, but you walk by faith, and God will keep you if you want to be kept. Glory to God. Let me hang up, because I'm beginning to think of another scripture. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. God bless you. Stay saved and don't backslide. Glory to God.
God bless you. God bless you. You helped a lot of people. And that's just it. Amen. I believe the Lord brought that topic to me this morning because there are a lot of people out there that the enemy has been trying to maneuver into a backslidden state. And we have to be careful. And you even hit on intake. Yeah, the things that you take in will cause you to backslide if you're not careful. That's why you have to even be careful about television and other things, because, you know, here you are, if you're a single woman, you can't be watching a whole lot of romance and stuff like that, because it's not conducive to your lifestyle as a Christian single man or woman. Amen. Anybody else have another word before we close this?
Good morning. I was just thinking salvation is so important, and it's so wonderful, and what we should do is
get into the Word. When you get saved, get into, you hear the Word and you accept the Word, then get into the Word and learn the Scripture. Keep up with your service. Go to church. Get into a Bible teaching church and stay with the Lord. God has given us provision for everything that we're going to meet in this life. But we have to know the Word and stay in the Word.
Thank you, Brother Debbie. So good. Amen. So many wonderful comments, and we appreciate everything that has been said here today. All right. I may come back to it tomorrow, but I never. Will anybody have any praise reports? Maybe we'll take two or three praise reports before we get to our prayer request. Maybe four praise reports. If you have a praise report, the line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just want you all to know my daughter found her two puppies. They called her yesterday and told her that they had the two puppies down at the dog shelter yesterday. And I tell you, she went down there and picked up Kelly and Benson. That's their name. Oh, I know. I've been praying, and everybody else been praying for Amelia to find her puppies. So she got those puppies, and thank God she got them. And another that I have, my daughter Wilma, she's been dealing with high blood pressure. And she called me yesterday and said she was doing really, really fine. And I told her, please watch what you eat. And I want to thank each and every one for being there for her, especially Pastor Pfeiffer. She's in Kentucky, too. So she's been an eye on Wilma for me. I want to thank all of you all for that. And that's my report for today.
All right, Mother Jonathan, God bless you. Anybody else? Have a praise report.
God bless. And Pastor Pfeiffer here, I just want to give a shout out to the Lord and pour his spirits and blessings. I pray for the young lady here, her husband, the father, and the daughter was sick. The 9-year-old girl had cancer of the brain. And the father spoke to me about 2 months ago for me to pray for. And thank God, when they took her back yesterday for her checkup, we got word that there is no more cancer. And I am the praise. And that's the second time God has healed someone of cancer. The other young lady that had breast cancer went to the doctor about a month ago. Lord healed her. So we're just praising God for what he's doing. Amen.
Amen.
Serving the Lord, just
how for
you to ask
and
bless you.
Amen. Oh, what a wonderful praise report. We give God glory and thanks for what he's doing. Thank you so much for sharing that, Ambassador Pfeiffer. All right, is there anybody else with a praise report? With the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just a minute here. Amen. Brother Johnson from Kansas City.
Brother Johnson from Kansas City. Say good morning to each of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless each of you, and I'm so happy to be alive. And God is still in the blessing business. I'm still here praising and magnifying the Lord. The Lord is so good to me, and I just thank God because I have no bad report. Only bad report is the devil, but he hasn't gotten me yet. But I thank God for the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and it addeth no sorrows with it. And I'm just glad because God is still on the throne taking care of Mother Justin. My family is still taking care of me, and I praise God for every one of them. I'm saying to you, just keep me in your prayer, that God will give me strength. And I have the ability of my body where I can just go where I want to go. Pray for Mother Duff. God give me strength. God bless you. Bless each of you.
Oh, my, my, my. And that was unsolicited. She just jumped right in there. Thank God. We give God praise for that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else with a praise report?
praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. This is Sister Castile here in Minnesota. Yes, God bless all of you all today. I have been amiss for a while because I was trying to get the right phone and the right connection. So it took a little while, and getting that all go. So the negotiation went well. So I thank God for that, and I'm back with my First Fruits family. So God bless you all. I was glad when they said unto me, let me go into the house of the Lord, and let us go into the house of the Lord. So it's good to be in the midst of you all, and I'm just praising God for that. The disconnection is tremendously missed when you're disconnected from your family and from the faith, household of faith people. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life and how he's doing it and when he's doing it. I give him all the praise, and I'm still learning to wait on God with no mumbling and no grumbling. Just wait, because he has done everything he said that he would do, and all we have to do is just to wait on him, and for us to be perfected in him, that we may have all that he has already done. And I thank God for each of you. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. God bless all of you on the praise reports. And unless someone has a burning praise report, I'm going to move. If you have a burning praise report, I'll wait on you. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. Want to get our prayer request this morning. Prayer request. And then we're going to have prayer for you. I want one of our, anybody on the prayer line who wants to take the prayer request this morning, the line is open to you if you'd like to take that for us. All right? If not, we'll just continue. Anyone can take the prayer request? Jump in there and speak up now. All right, let's have our prayer request. If you have a prayer request and you're asking God to give you a miracle, we want to know about it so we can join in and pray with you. Amen. Bless you. The line is open to you for prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My prayer request is to pray for the lady's name is Janet, and she is the overseer where I live at, and she just passed her. Her father just passed away. So pray for her and pray for my family and pray for Pastor Tony, Pastor Gina.
Mother Johnson, you broke up on me. I didn't get the name, the first name you said.
Janet, her father passed on Saturday. So,
you said Ed. You said Abby. What'd you say?
Janet. Her name Janet. Is Janet. Her father passed.
Okay, Janet.
And yeah, I pray for her and pray for Pastor Tony and Pastor Gina. And just pray for keep my family in place.
All right. Let me get maybe one or two other requests, and then we'll have someone to pray for you.
Mother,
all right. Mother Digby, go ahead.
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for my family and for the McDaniel family. We lost our niece, and her homegoing service is today. I want to request
all right.
that family.
All right. Let's pause for prayer here. If someone, we have so many people who are powerful prayer warriors. And I want to ask you, one of you, jump in there and pray for Mother Digby and the McDaniels family that lost that loved one. They're having a funeral today, and then Mother Johnson is requesting prayer for Janet, amen, and for Pastor Tony and Pastor Gina and her whole entire church, and for Mother Johnson herself. So if you can pray for those.
I will
pray.
Persons.
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you right now. And we ask your forgiveness, Lord Jesus, for our sins committed and omitted in your mighty name. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will look on people everywhere. You will bless, oh God, our prayer line, that you will bless our chief ambassador and family, that you will bless the Johnson, God, and strengthen her body, mind, and her will in your mighty name, oh God. We pray, glory, hallelujah, a special anointed life for her strength in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, when nothing else will help, your love will lift her in your mighty name, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because you're the great physician. You're the great I am. You are Redeemer, oh God, hallelujah. And we trust in your resurrection blood, oh God, and we thank you right now. We ask that it cover your people with your blood. Cover with your blood, Mother Johnson in Indiana, her family, Sister Janet, oh God. Bless the bereaved. Strengthen their hearts and minds. Don't let them be troubled, oh God. Only Jesus, especially, Lord God. Give them the strength they need to lead. Strength they need, oh God, to guide your people and keep them, oh God, in the center of your will. Give them the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge, oh God, how to bless the people of God. Then feed them, oh God, until they want no more. And let them drink from the fountain of Jesus where they'll never thirst again. Bless Mother D.B., oh God, and the McDaniels family. Bless Marie everywhere. Each and every one on this line that has had someone that passed away or knows someone that has had the death in their family, oh God. We ask that you would touch and heal. Give them strength right now. Let salvation, oh God, be preached even at the homegoing service. Let souls be saved, oh God. Souls be blessed, oh God. Souls be healed in Jesus' name. Let them yield, oh God, to your will and your understanding, your wisdom, Lord God. Give them joy, unspeakable joy. In Jesus' name we pray. We will glorify you for your blessings. We will glorify you for your miracles. We will give you the adoration, oh God. We ask that you saturate the minds of the people this morning, oh God, on the prayer line, that you, oh God, will anoint and appoint, that you have called and chosen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastors, preachers, teachers, missionaries, oh God, evangelists, you have called them, oh God. Anoint their path to walk with you. Straighten out the crooked way. Make the rough way plain. In Jesus' name we pray. And we will trust and serve you, oh God, in your name. And we thank you right now for your blessings and your miracles. We call it done. We call it done. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Huh? God bless you. God bless you. Master Fife, wonderful, wonderful. All right. My God, my God. Any other prayer requests? If you have a prayer request, let it be known here. Make it known.
Peterson, unspoken miracle.
Unspoken miracle. All right, Sister Peterson. Anyone else? Any prayer requests?
Texas, area code 325, requesting prayer for my husband, my mother, and my daughter.
Is this Sister Johnson? Yes, Sister Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Your husband? Your daughter and who?
Your mother.
Your mother. All right. All right. Give me one more prayer request and then we'll get some prayer.
Good morning. Good morning. Sister Sheila, 860. I'm requesting prayer for my death today. I am in the process of moving on Tuesday, and I'm just asking God to do what he said he's going to do. I'm excited, so I'm just asking God to just give me the strength, because I've been working a lot of hours. Just give me the strength. And also I'm requesting prayer for my daughter, Lucina Diaz, for her finishing high school this year. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And this is who now?
This is Sister Sheila.
Sister Sheila from Connecticut. Okay.
From Connecticut, yes. I'm requesting prayer for myself today. Just for
God. Bless
for God.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, all right. And we pray from Sister Peterson too, and yourself and others. I want to get someone who will pray for these needs that we just heard. Who will do the prayer? Thank you, saints of God. Amen.
Lord, we ask that you bless the unspoken miracle, oh God. Mother Peterson is speaking of miracle, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would touch and heal, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask that you download, oh God, from heaven, a miracle for Sister Peterson in Jesus' name. You know her need, oh God. You know her heart's desire. We pray, oh God, forgiveness, and we pray, Lord Jesus, huh? Yea, Lord, we pray, oh God, huh? That you will bless, that you will heal, that you will bind the enemy that comes to attack her, that comes to cause her stress, comes to cause anxieties, oh God. We pray, glory, hallelujah. We bind the enemy, we bind it in our heart, bind the enemy, oh God, of witchcraft. In Jesus' name, we bind disruption, confusion, oh God, in the family in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord Jesus, for a miracle. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Let your angels protect her. Let your angels surround her, oh God. Bless Mother Johnson in Texas, oh God. Bless her husband, her mother. Bless her daughter, Lord Jesus. Look on them, oh God. Bless her husband in the nursing home in Jesus' name. You keep watch over them, oh God. You are the great physician. Hallelujah. You are the wonder worker in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you will look on him, that you are surrounded with your love, that you are surrounded with your blessings. Let him think good thoughts, oh God. Renew his mind, Lord Jesus. Give him peace in your mighty name. Bless right now, oh God. Touch Sister Sheila. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lift the burdens, lift the burdens, lift the, ha, yay, Lord, yay. Lift the down, lift the heavy load. Lift the heavy load. Ha, na, na, ha. Lift the heavy load, oh God, ha. In your name, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord Jesus, the unspoken request, lift it, oh God, bind the enemy in Jesus' name, bind the enemy that comes to attack her, bind the enemy that comes to confuse, oh God, bind the enemy, oh God, the drug addict demon in the family, in Jesus' name, bind, oh God, in your name, we apply the blood, Lord God, huh? In your name, Lord Jesus. The blood. Surround the daughter, oh God. Surround where she go. Or her footsteps, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now. Hallelujah, that you give us tunnel vision. Let her only see salvation. Let her begin to call on the name of Jesus. Let her begin to say, Lord, I repent. In Jesus' name, we pray salvation, oh God, this morning for family members, for souls, oh God, in Jesus' name. Those with habits, hallelujah, and they say they can't break them. Break it right now, oh God. Break the chain. In Jesus' name, we bind it. We bind drug addiction, cigarettes, oh God. We bind alcohol, Lord Jesus. We bind witchcraft, Lord God. And we pray right now, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you give us a coat to walk with thee. Hallelujah. No other help. No other help we know. You are the rock that is higher than I. Be our refuge, oh God, in Jesus' name. Keep us, oh God, with the victorious testimony in your mighty name. You lead and guide, oh God. Hallelujah. We rebuke death, sickness, hallelujah. Strongholds in your mighty name. We pray for comfort and hope. Hallelujah. Bless, oh God, the next generation. That it not be the next but the next generation. Bless, Lord Jesus, to walk with in Jesus' name, deeper depths and higher heights, oh God, we pray right now, and we keep it, we pray that it's covered with your blood right now, in Jesus' name. You are more than conquerors, and you are the mighty God we serve, and we will bless you and praise your name all day. Thank God, amen.
Thank you, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm gonna have to move here this morning. We at the hour, and a couple of things I need to accomplish, and that is I want to talk about the convention, and then tomorrow night we have our all night shut in, and I've got to see those who would like to lead the prayer. So we may go over a little bit this day, but there are things I need to accomplish. June the 11th through the 14th is our convention, and it's going to be extremely, I just say it's going to be awesome, awesome. And we're looking for you to come. The Lord gave you an assignment to be there. I wonder will you take your assignment. Those who know the voice of the Lord, I want you to take your assignment because you know the voice of the Lord. And we need to find out for sure today. We need to find out. We're trying to hold room for you. We can't play this game about I'm waiting till 1 week before. No, we can't do that. We got to know if we're coming to your house for dinner, you got to know how many are coming to prepare for us. So let's be on the saints. And we got to know if you're planning on coming to the convention. And I'm going to open up the line here. If you're coming, let's get a phone number where you can call and let us know that you're coming. Amen. I believe that number is 816-425-4894. Now, be responsible, thanks to God. Get a pen. I mean, I shouldn't have to say that. Get a pen and copy the number down. 816-425-4894. Now, we shouldn't get calls saying, what number was that? I'm telling you 10 times here. Get a pen and please be responsible to get this number. 816-425-4894. God bless you. We hope to hear from you and let us know that you are planning on coming so we can hold a room for you. And let me tell you how important this is. If we don't hold a room for you, then perhaps you have to pay the regular rate. But you get all the discounts when we include you in this. And then another thing, if you say you're coming and you don't show, we are held responsible for your room. So this is a very, very important thing here. We want you to move on this and let us know that you're coming. And if you're not, we understand. But the Lord told me that your assignment is to be there. Take the assignment. Take the assignment very seriously. God bless you. All right. Is there anybody from the Executive Council who would like to say a word about it? If so, the line is open to you. All right, I'm hearing talking in the background. Your line is open. Just mute your line if you are busy doing something else. Okay. But is there anybody who would like to say a word on the convention? The line is open to you, otherwise I'm going to move.
Well, God bless you. This is Ambassador Gina, and I just want to say we are less than 90 days out, getting very excited about the 2015 First Fruit Convention. We are expecting a glorious time. Bishop Bolton is going to be our host this year in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Come expecting a blessing from the Lord. All year long, we've been saying miracles like you've never seen in 2015. This is your chance, your opportunity to be a part, to witness some of the miracles that I believe in God for exceptional miracles during this convention. All those leading there, we're even going to include our traditional one-night revival. Come be a part of this. Don't miss out on your blessings. Oh, we're going to have a night to honor our leader. You don't want to miss that. Again, all those are leading to Jacksonville, Arkansas, June 11th through 14th. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, anyone else want to speak on that? line is open to you if you'd like to speak. Anyone else? God bless you, everyone. Now, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the 25th is our all-night shut-in. This is a time that we're going to spend all night with the Lord. Amen. And I'm making it available to you if you would, you know, a lot of people, they say I'm a Christian, and you offer them a time to do something for the Lord, and they can't be found. But I'm offering this to you to lead prayer for 30 minutes. I mean, and you've been saved for 20 years. You ought to be in a lead prayer for 30 minutes. I'm a nice person. I want to be nice. But y'all are making me kind of a little frustrated. Because you say you are saved and sanctified, and I ask you to lead prayer. And you don't want to, and you don't step up to the plate. God holds me responsible for this line. And when I go to him, I told him, I'm telling him, Lord, these folk you saved, I asked them to take over prayer, and they wouldn't do it. They didn't speak up. They didn't step up. I'm going to leave it with it. And it's not a good thing to give that report because he's depending on you. I'm preaching that message called God is depending on me. And he's depending on you because if you don't do it, the world's not going to do it. They're certainly not going to step up. And we have slots open for you to lead prayer. Of course, the 9:30 hour is gone, but I think the 9:30 to 10 hour is gone. I think the 10, I know the 11 to 12 at midnight is gone and the 1. But let me see if we can fill these slots up. I know I got a call from Evangelist LaTanya Williams. She wants to follow Dr. Stern. And Dr. Stern, what hour will you take? Are you in line, Dr. Stern? Ambassador Stern? All right. Well, I think she's taken from the 11 o'clock to the 12 o'clock. Put her down.
Good morning, okay. Chief Ambassador Johnson. This is Evangelist LaTanya. Sorry I got on the line late, but amen. I'm here. Ambassador Stern is taking the midnight hour to 1 o'clock a.m.
Okay. And you're taking which hour? One.
Well, I could take the hour after her. We were going to just take that one together to give other people an opportunity to take a slot. But if, you know, if there's another slot available after her, I'll take that slot. I was going to just do the hour with her from 12 midnight to 1.
From 12 to 1. Okay.
Because she was going to do midnight to 12:30, and then I was going to do the 12:30 to 1.
All right. 12 to 1 is gone. All right, let's back it up and let's get organized here. From the 9 o'clock, which we will start, we're combining the blog line and the prayer line. At 9 o'clock, we will have, I will take over, and we will have a 1,000 thank yous at 9 o'clock to 9:30. At 9:30 to 10, who is taking that? Do we have a record of that? Who's taking that?
I think Dr. Towns, Sister Rush.
Sister Rush.
The 9:30 to 10 is already taken. I was in for that one, but I will change it if no one has the 10 to 10:30.
Well, if you have the 9:30 to 10, Sister Rush, can you take the 10 to 10:30?
Yes, sir, I can do that.
All right, put it down, 10 to 10:30. Okay, who takes 10:30 to 11?
God bless you all.
Prayer line tonight.